What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now get ready for another episode of Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are thoughts and opinions only and do not necessarily reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. You are encouraged to do the proper amount of research yourself, depending on the subject matter and your needs.
Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. For almost 25 years, I've been on a journey to prove the existence of life after death. On each episode, we'll discuss the reasons we now know that our loved ones have survived physical death. And so will we. Welcome to Shades of the Afterlife. Welcome to show 100. It is so hard to believe we've been together almost 2 years. And if this is your first episode, a warm welcome to you. A special shout out to George Norrie and Tom Danheiser from Coast to Coast AM, who had the faith and the belief in me to launch this podcast. If you love George Norrie and Coast to Coast as much as I do, you want to check out Coast to Coast AM, go to the events page, and you may be able to see George at a town near you. October 2022, he'll be in Everett, Washington. In March, he'll be in Sedona, Arizona. And who knows, by the time you listen to this, there could be something else great going on. So episode 100, I want to celebrate this episode in some different ways and also give you the top 10 reasons you can believe in the afterlife. But before we start, I want you to imagine that you plan a trip to Rome, Italy. Now, there's lots of different places that you can go and tour, but you trust a tour company to show you the best places. You board your bus, and what do you have? You have a tour guide, right? Telling you all the different things in your journey. Here's the thing. Did you know that you have a tour guide right now? Yes, you do. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the voice that's in your mind who is constantly narrating to you about life. Yesterday, I had a 2-hour drive and I was amazed that I couldn't get my mind to quiet. I was constantly thinking about something in the past, thinking about something in the future. I'm surprised I got from point A to point B because my voice in my mind was narrating details on not my current situation. I really tried to be present, to be watching the road, to just listen to the music as I drove. But that voice, that inner tour guide, just swept right back in, taking the control of my vehicle. Why this is important to know on this episode is that it is our tour guide that we trust for the truth. But the tour guide, our tour guide, very rarely, if ever, tells you the truth. A few minutes ago, my mom and I had a Zoom meeting with an old friend. And instead of paying attention to the words this gentleman was saying, I looked at myself. I'm like, wow, you got a fat face, Sandra. Oh, you should have fixed your hair for this. Again, instead of being present in the conversation, that's what my tour guide told me. What does your tour guide tell you when you look in the mirror? What does your tour guide tell you when you wake up in the morning? How does your tour guide constantly talk to you during the day? Does it have you afraid and worried about the future? Does it have you stewing on the past or a conversation you could have done differently? Does it tell you you're not good enough? You're not smart enough. You're not attractive enough. Our inner tour guide is an automatic thing that all human beings share. I seem to think that part of the game called life is when we have this tour guide constantly talking to us that we forget who we really are. And so we can play this game called life, not knowing we are these divine souls having a human experience. So what I want to ask you today is to acknowledge your inner tour guide and know that everything I'm about to tell you about the top 10 reasons to believe in the afterlife, your tour guide is going to be right there to say, don't believe in this. That's not possible. She's making this up. That sounds crazy. But again, why are we believing this tour guide as the truth? If you were to ask people in your life what your good qualities are, you know they would have a lot of them, don't you? They would say so many good things about you. But it is rare that our tour guide ever lets us know how great we are. My friends, we are souls having a human experience. So if that tour guide just pops in, says it's not possible, this is crazy, or makes you want to change to another podcast or turn this off, just pay attention to that, because I'll still be here waiting for you when you choose to come back. So why the top 10 reasons? I feel when we know the reality of the afterlife, that we can live a better life. It helps us through grief. It helps us not take life so significantly. You know, our failures can be a good thing because we can learn. It helps us when we have a loved one pass to know that they go on and we will see them again. Just recently, Queen Elizabeth has passed at the age of 96. We remember September 11th, that horrible day when we thought the world was coming to an end, and thankfully the world pulled together. I think to acknowledge the big purpose that life goes on after death makes us question why we are here. What is our purpose in life? Someone once said, learning about the afterlife, the whole purpose of that is to help melt away our fears, fears about life and fears about death. Also, one of the things that I'm choosing to believe as a part of our purpose of life is to cast aside judgment and get rid of that ego, that tour guide. I don't think we can ever get rid of it 100%, but to be able to be in the driver's seat of our life, not living by what this mind tells us automatically. Because when we are in the present moment, that's when magic happens. That's when we can tap into our divinity. That's when these psychic moments happen and mediumistic moments and great ideas and things. Let's start with Sandra's top 10 reasons to believe. Number 10, heaven talks to children. And if you've been listening to this show, every single one of these 10 things have been covered in depth in one of the previous episodes. But I just want to give you the highlights. How many times have you heard about a young child who may say something to their parents? Here's an example from a food service distributor I had met up in Canada. He said when his daughter was very young, she said to the mother, "Mommy, you no longer have curly hair and glasses. I remember when I picked you, you had curly hair and glasses." And this was just the voice of a very young child. And isn't it interesting, when I picked you? She said her daughter had never seen a picture of her. She used to have glasses and she used to perm her hair. So she had the curly hair. There's wisdom that comes out of children. There's also so many stories that children can see and feel loved ones that are in the room. They can say, "Oh, granddad is there." Or if you show them a photo album, they can say, "I know him. He was in my dream. That's Pop Pop." Again, I go into this in depth in a previous episode, but I encourage you, if any of these things strike you like, "Ooh, I want to find out a little bit more about that," Google it. Go to YouTube. There's tons of videos on everything that I'm about to talk about. So Sandra's number 10 reason is heaven talks to children. Let's get into the next one. It is signs from our loved ones. It seems like this would be closer to the top of the list, but honestly, I think they're all top of the list because they're all really great reasons to believe. Our loved ones work through different ways to let us know that they are still around. You may pull up to a car in front of you and look at their license plate, and it might be the name of your loved one. You may be someone who sees the same number combination, like 1111, and you think of your loved one. You might see not only their name, but something that they love to do. You can ask your loved one for specific signs. Now, it's up to them, because they are still people, if they want to find a way and present that to you, but it doesn't hurt to ask. When your loved one knows you are just as interested in connecting with them as they are with you, you open up communication. It's always good to continuously practice. It's like telling a friend, "I'll call you soon," and then you never call them. When you make a promise to your loved one to pay attention to their signs or keep talking to them, then they're more apt to say, "Hey, he or she is really listening. Let me keep in touch." Some of the signs can come as smells. You can smell your grandmother's cologne or perfume. You can smell hot apple pie when there's no apple pie present. That's a sign. You can hear your loved one's favorite song, or a specific song comes on the radio that the words have significant meaning to you. That's a sign. There are signs that are obvious, like, "Mom, are you there?" And the lights blink on and off. I think it's difficult for our loved ones to learn how to do that. And not all loved ones were in the technology age, so they may not want to participate this way. But certainly some do. Our loved ones still have a sense of humor. And don't be surprised if some of the signs are kind of funny. Some of the times your eyes are drawn to something. There are signs like feathers. And I always say you have to pay attention, because I'm looking at many bird feeders. And if I find a feather out there, that's not really a sign. But I know one woman whose son had passed, and she says, "Show me a white feather as a sign." And when she opened her suitcase from traveling, there inside was a feather, a white feather. Your loved ones will work and speak through your mind, through your imagination, through your dreams. Bounce them against your intuition, your gut instinct. If you feel comforted and love, that's a sign. So we're going to go into our first break. And when we come back, we are going to continue our top 10 countdown of why we should believe in the afterlife. And during the break, if you want to go to the store page at wedontdie.com, scroll down, find the We Don't Die audiobook, use coupon code FREE. You can have that for life, my gift to you. We'll be right back. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
With age, women and men have issues with fine lines, wrinkles, under-eye bags, crepey skin on the neck, and aging on the hands. Dr. Nathan Newman has developed Lumines for amazing results treating these issues with his stem cell-based formula, APT200. Try Lumines today with our postage-paid starter kit for only $19.99, available exclusively at HealthyLooking.com. Join thousands of satisfied customers using Lumines. Learn more at HealthyLooking.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. And with the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault, where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. Head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey everyone, it's the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, and you're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and we are doing Sandra's top 10 countdown of why to believe in the afterlife. Now, please stay tuned to the end because I have a gift for you. It is a gift that I've never offered before. It is free. Just listen in, okay? We'll hear about that at the end. So number 10 was Heaven Talks to Children. Number 9 was Signs from Our Loved Ones. Number 8 we're calling inspired writing. Some people also call this automatic writing. It is going into a very peaceful state with either a notebook or notepad or your computer in front of you and talking to your loved one. Some people, if they're right-handed, they'll use their left hand to write, but I don't think you need to do any of that. There are countless stories of people, once they start to write and they start to get their own thoughts out and their own words out, that all of a sudden they may be filled with goosebumps, maybe not, but their writing will change and the feeling will change and it will feel and the words will sound like the words of your loved one. Our good friends Carrie and Phil just did a class in inspired writing, and I'll tell you at the end if that's something you're interested in. But I do know of many people who keep their relationship alive with their loved one because they'll ask questions and then just go into that quiet space, and whatever comes out of their fingertips in their writing, they trust are the words from their loved ones. Now, you do have to be in a very present state. You do have to be almost in the zone. You can't have a lot of conscious thinking happening. You have to trust, and as a word comes to your mind, you write it. It's also a wonderful way to get in touch with wisdom of your soul. But some people say, even if the words come in their own voice, I know it's my loved one. Stephen Simon, who produced and created the movie What Dreams May Come, is a perfect example of someone who uses this inspired writing to be in touch with his wife, who is in the afterlife. He's got a great book out, What Dreams Have Come, and it talks about how he keeps that relationship alive. So number 7, we're going to go into reincarnation. Now, that's always a hot topic, always a hot topic. There is a group of people that feel reincarnation is not real, that people who feel like they have been reincarnated, who have these great stories, that they're actually highly mediumistic, and they're picking up things from someone through their medium capabilities. They're picking up images and memories. A while back, I told a story about a young boy who actually had, I can't remember if it was 61 memories of living as a person who was a Hollywood movie extra, and all of the things that he had said as a young boy were accurate about the life of this gentleman who lived in Hollywood. So that would point to, yes, either he's highly mediumistic, or part of him came back to live the life he lives now. Reincarnation is a great thing to consider to empower us to live life. Sometimes life can be very difficult, and it's really nice to think we'll have another opportunity to do so. I tend to lean, not that reincarnation isn't real, but I strongly believe that when we go, that we continue our learning, and whatever we didn't do here in life, we can do in the afterlife. We have had a population explosion. 50 years ago, there was only 4 billion people on planet Earth, and now there's over 8 billion people. It has been said that it is possible that part of us remains in the afterlife and part of us comes back here. So if we only kept reincarnating over and over and over again, we'd have 4 billion people still on Earth, but we have double that. There's so much about the afterlife and who we are as souls that I can't believe our human minds can grasp right now. But to have comfort that we continue on and reincarnation is a reason to believe in the afterlife. But I want to warn everyone, do not think that if a child dies or if a loved one dies, that they immediately come back. If reincarnation is real, it is usually a lifetime before anyone comes back. And again, it may just be a piece of them coming back, because people who have claimed to be reincarnated have also come through a medium. So either way, we can believe in the afterlife because of reincarnation. Near-death experiences is number 6 on my top 10 reasons to believe in the afterlife. Near-death experiences happen when someone has an injury or illness or an accident. It can transport them to the other side. Sometimes they're in a coma. Sometimes they are dead and they have flatlined on a table. Their consciousness goes on to have experiences. For as many billions of people that are living on Earth, there can be billions of different stories of near-death experiences. There are actually millions of documented near-death experiences that are out there. While I don't think everyone can be counted on as the truth, because we are not completely dead when we're having one, there are some things that most people experience. They experience a bright light. They experience this light as whatever you call God or the divine. They experience this feeling of being unconditionally loved, more loved than they've ever experienced in their life. Most people have some sort of a life review that they can see their actions and their behaviors from other people's perspectives. Most people I know and that I've read feel like they've had a choice to come back. And those people have realized they have unfinished business or they have loved ones here. One of my favorite stories is a race car driver that I know. He had flatlined and actually gone into a coma at one point. He was greeted by his grandmother and grandfather in a world that he said seemed so much more real than the world we live in now. And he was hovering above his body, and he saw his mom and his dad and his brother praying by his bedside. And he knew that he needed to come back. But he was in awe of this beautiful world that looked so much like the one we live in now, where his grandmother and grandfather were. But he chose to come back. Those who have near-death experiences say this other world is so real and it makes our life seem like a dream. And maybe you've had this experience that you've been in a dream and it's been so real. But then you wake up and you go, okay, that was just a dream. That same thing happens when we transition. So near-death experiences are number 6 of Sandra's countdown, why to believe in the afterlife. Number 5, induced after-death communication. You'll hear on an earlier episode from Dr. Alan Botkin, who was a therapist giving veterans what's called EMDR, which is an eye movement therapy, which would help them dislodge memories of being in battle and PTSD, post-traumatic stress, dislodging the memories to the emotions. We hear countless stories of these men and women who have fought for our countries and how much inner pain and torture they go through with all the memories. So this EMDR is a series of having the client or the patient look left, right with these different series of eye movements. And it helps so that they can have the memory, but not have the emotion connected. With induced after-death communication, Dr. Alan Botkin found when he accidentally gave a little too much left, right eye stimulation, it transported these people into an altered state when they could clearly see and talk to loved ones that were in the afterlife. Even some of these veterans gave Dr. Botkin detailed information on his own loved ones. While this is not a method to take lightly, like spending a half hour on a phone call with the medium, induced after-death communication could take days, and each session, I believe, is about 5 hours. It is for those heavily grieving that just cannot move on. It not only helps their grief, but also transports them into that altered state, seeing into the afterlife. If you haven't yet listened to episode 93, it is not induced after-death communication, but it is a series of exercises that I give you with your eyes open and your eyes closed to put you in an altered state. And at the very end, there is a reunion with a loved one or loved ones if you should choose to do that. It's something that you learn and you can practice it on your own. And again, like I was talking about signs, the more you practice, the more your loved one knows you are committed to keeping the relationship alive and the communication, the easier it gets. Our loved ones communicate through our own thoughts, our own feelings. And like I said, their voice could sound like our voice. There's also the possibility, though, because our loved ones can see us living our lives right now, there's no time in the afterlife. So to them, it may be just a blink of an eye and we're together. For us, it may be 30 years. So I think it's important, whatever mode, if you wish to communicate with your loved one, because the more you knock at the door, it's only a matter of time before they answer it and they let you know, I'm alive, I'm here, I'm real, I'm healthy, I'm well. And I will see you again. So let's go to our next break. We'll be back with Sandra's top 10 countdown of reasons to believe in the afterlife. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Shades of the Afterlife coming right up.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Now, here's more Sandra on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and this is our special episode 100. And we've got our top 10 countdown. So number 10, Heaven Talks to Children. Number 9, Signs. Number 8, Automatic Writing or Inspired Writing. Number 7, Reincarnation. Number 6, Near-Death Experiences. Number 5, Induced After-Death Communication. Now, number 4 is Deathbed Visitations. Oh, you have heard it in your life, I'm sure. You have definitely heard it many times from me. No one dies alone. There are hundreds of thousands of documented stories of people just before they pass away. They may come to life almost like they're getting better. They may say, "Your father's here." Or they may reach out their hand and say, "Mama," or so many others. There are just amazing stories. There are doctors and hospice nurses that have some really incredible stories. These are people that are with people quite often and see a lot of death. I was in a laundromat years ago, and I saw the emblem on what looked like a nurse's uniform. And the lady worked at a hospice. And I told her that I was investigating the afterlife. And I said, "You work for hospice. Have you been with people when they've passed?" And she says, "Yes." And I said, "Do they see their loved ones?" And she says, "All the time." She told me she has no fear of dying because she has witnessed so many people come alive when their loved ones are there to greet them. A favorite story is a little boy was dying in hospice, and he looks over to the corner of the room, and he starts talking. The mother said, "Who are you talking to?" And he said, "Jimmy, Steve, and Alan," only to find out after the boy had passed that Jimmy, Steve, and Alan were the last boys who had died in that room. Number 3 is electronic voice phenomena. What electronic voice phenomena is, or EVP, it's using some kind of an audio recorder and recording the sounds from raindrops to a fan blowing to maybe turning on the faucet or a shower, some kind of background noise, and our loved one can take the recorded sound and rearrange the sound into words. There is a program that you can find on a Windows-based computer, an app called EVP Maker. And it's something where you can actually put in the voice of a loved one who has passed. And what it will do, it will chop up and rearrange the words into gibberish sounds. And you can record that. If your loved one wants to participate in that, they can go into the recording device, rearrange the sound to put words and messages on them for you. My first realization about electronic voice phenomena came when I attended my first spiritualist church. Now, there are some spiritualist churches around the world, and their wonderful, powerful services that they have, but they conclude every single one with a demonstration of mediumship, which is what we do on our free Sunday gatherings, by the way, so don't miss those. Well, on this particular one, the medium had said, oh, be sure to come next week. We've got a husband and wife team that you'll really enjoy. So I went back, and instead of the husband and wife doing a demonstration of mediumship, they talked about electronic voice phenomena. They both had children in the afterlife. And they said, we took this digital tape recorder, we left it on a pillow with a fan blowing, and my husband and I left the house for 20 minutes. When they came back in and they pressed the play button, there was giggles, laughter from little voices. And they said, Mommy, Daddy, don't be scared. We're still here with you. They played for us the recording. And when I say I got goosebumps from head to toe, it was wild to find out this is a way that people can communicate from the afterlife. I bought the book, There Is No Death and There Are No Dead by Tom and Lisa Butler. And I began to try to get these recordings. In the very beginning, I scared myself and I put my tape recorder away saying, this is not anything I should be doing. I was scared. Fast forward several months, I decide to go to a retreat center. And lo and behold, the weekend I had free, Tom and Lisa Butler were there doing a talk on electronic voice phenomena, doing a weekend workshop on electronic voice phenomena. We heard several examples of EVPs, and we got to practice it ourselves. And on the final evening, I recorded the sound of raindrops talking to my deceased grandparents and an aunt and uncle saying, if this is real, I need you guys to try to talk loud and then I'll say goodnight. And I only let it record for a minute. And when I played it back, I heard the voice, goodnight, Sandra, and a man's voice. Two women whisper, goodnight, goodnight. And then a male's voice says, goodnight. I went on, that was back in 2005, 2006, and I recorded thousands of these little whispers. I worked with people just for experimental reasons only. I heard sounds of dogs barking. I heard them talking about things that were going on in life. It was incredible. That's long before my book came out, We Don't Die, and I got busy in life. But in my heart, I was too afraid to share this with the public back then. But for myself, I knew electronic voice phenomena was a great reason to believe in the afterlife. If you've been following this show lately, you'll know that just over a month ago, my last boyfriend tragically passed away in a car accident, and he was big into technology. So I've actually downloaded EVP Maker. I have got myself a recorder, and starting tomorrow, I am going to see if he would like to communicate via EVP. So I'll keep you posted on that. Reason number two to believe in the afterlife is visual instrumental transcommunication. This is when our loved ones can appear on a television screen. Maybe that's turned off, that you're looking at the reflection Sometimes people take a picture, and maybe in somebody's eyeglasses, you can perfectly see a person. It has to have some intelligence to it, meaning a loved one or someone you know, to make you realize that this is real. Earlier this year, we came out with our documentary on Sonia Rinaldi, who I think is one of the best reasons to believe in the afterlife. For over 30 years, she's been down in her laboratory in Brazil, first working with EVPs, with the voices, and giving away this whole time, working with a parent, having an empty chair, her asking the parent to imagine your child is sitting on that chair, ask them questions, say things, and to play back the recordings and have the child's voice on there. That's all EVP. At some point, not too long ago, she started filming static electricity, like from a television or a computer screen. What she's doing now is she can take a photograph of something or of a person, and she'll put vapor, like create clouds in front of it, and she will film it. She will record it. And then she will go through frame by frame of her recording. And what those in the afterlife do is they can rearrange the picture to put into the face of someone that you recognize. Our documentary film called Rinaldi is documenting her work with several bereaved parents and doing this experimentation. And time again, pictures of these children, they can show themselves young, they can show themselves older. It's amazing because they are not photographs of them as they lived. They are photographs of whatever they want to show now. I sent my dad in the spirit world a little message that if he could go to Brazil and find a way to get onto Sonia's photographs, I would really appreciate it. And lo and behold, she had sent a file of unknowns. And one of the pictures was my dad, not as he looked when he was in his 70s, hooked up to tubes and machinery before he passed of cancer. He showed himself as he looked when he was in his 20s in the Air Force. Sonia, just last night, sent me about a dozen of these trans images of Michael in the afterlife. You can see his smile. Some look like he looked as I knew him. Some look as he looked when he was younger. And Sonia said she just began the investigation and looking at the frames. So she said there will be more to come. So I will keep you posted on that. That film, if you're interested in seeing it, you can either Google Rinaldi, or if you just go to WeDon'tDie.com, I have it on the home base there. It's just $10 to buy the movie. So that is number two out of Sandra's top 10 reasons to believe in the afterlife. I hope now you're realizing that there are many reasons to believe in the afterlife, and I know that there's even more that I haven't covered, or when I'm done, I'm going to realize, ooh, I forgot this one, I forgot that one. It takes some work. It takes dedication. It takes passion to be interested, but all the good things are worth working for. So be on the court, get your hands in, dig into anything that sounds interesting to you, and start investigating. It's really worth it. So when we get back from the break, I'll let you know my top number one reason to believe in the afterlife. And stay tuned, because I've got a special gift for you as well. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Hey folks, it's easier than ever to become a Coast to Coast AM insider and have access to past shows, the Art Bell Vault with classic audio and interviews, and so much more. And you can listen to the show live or on demand with your computer or cell phone, and the audio streams are high quality and crystal clear. It's easy to become an insider. Just head on over to coasttocoastam.com, the website, and you'll find all the info right there. That's coasttocoastam.com, coasttocoastam.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Hey folks, we need your music. Hey, it's producer Tom at Coast to Coast AM, and every first Sunday of the month, we play music from emerging artists just like you. If you're a musician or a singer and have recorded music you'd like to submit, it's very easy. Just go to coasttocoastam.com, click the Emerging Artist banner in the carousel, follow the instructions, and we just might play your music on the air. Go now to coasttocoastam.com to send us your recording. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Hi, this is ufologist Kevin Randall, and you're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and we are doing the countdown of why to believe in the afterlife. So just to revisit, number 10, heaven talks to children. Number 9, signs from our loved ones. Number 8, inspired writing. Number 7, reincarnation. Number 6, near-death experiences. Number 5, induced after-death communication. Number 4, deathbed visitations. Number 3, electronic voice phenomena. Number 2, visual instrumental transcommunication. And number 1, I've got to break it down into 4 parts, but it's the world of mediumship. Now, why I say I break this into 4 parts? We all know of the evidential mediums. That is a person you can pay. They can sit with you for a half hour or an hour, either in person, over the phone, on Zoom, perhaps, and they can talk to you about your loved ones, giving you information. Now, my mom always says, what do you call the guy or girl that graduates on the bottom of their class in medical school? And the answer is doctor. So just because somebody is a doctor or a medium does not mean they are the best. So we're going to get back to evidential mediumship in just a minute, but I want to talk about some of the other forms of mediums. There are spirit artists. These are the people that can give you a reading, the evidential reading, but not only that, they're an artist. So while they are giving you the verbal information, their hand is also at work, and they are drawing a picture of your loved one.
Spirit artists are rare. The world needs more of them. So if you're interested in being a medium and you have artistic ability, we'll tell you some more at the end. Trance mediums are another kind of medium. If you've listened to the show and you hear a voice of someone much older who sounds very English, very proper English, that is someone in the afterlife speaking through a trance medium. We are very lucky that in our community, we have Scott Milligan, who is the top physical and trance medium in the world that gets to work with us and our community every Friday. You can come for free if you'd like, or you could leave a donation. We first sit for healing, followed by Scott sitting with his eyes closed and allowing his friends in the spirit world, his team, to be able to talk through him. Now, the first time I saw this, it was both stunning, and that inner tour guide was thinking, what the heck am I watching? It's common sense to think perhaps this person is putting on a voice or making something up. But no, after, it's almost 7 years now of sitting with Scott and Eric, there are distinct personalities that are different that come through Scott that can talk and answer questions about life, death, the afterlife. Myself, I have taken 3 courses in trance mediumship with other tutors other than with Scott. And I myself have been able to quiet my mind down to such a state, invite in a person from the spirit world who has some philosophy or words to share. And it is the weirdest experience to be sitting in front of a group of people with a quiet mind, yet my mouth is moving and words are coming out of it. Anytime I tried to pay attention to the words being spoken, my conscious mind kicked in and the words stopped. Anytime I just concentrated on my breath and was in the present moment, the words continued. There's also a form of trance mediumship that loved ones get to speak through the trance medium. It is very rare to see this, but I have seen it. In one of the trance classes I took, the instructor gave us a demonstration. She allowed or invited some people's loved ones, and through her own mouth, in her own voice, these people were able to deliver messages to their loved ones. Amazing. Physical mediumship is the last kind of mediumship that I'm going to discuss. Well, I'm sure there are more. Physical mediumship is extremely rare. Yes, Scott Milligan is one of them. I had to see this firsthand to believe it. Back in the end of the 1800s and early 1900s, spiritualism was at its heyday, and people would sit in home circles with family and friends and sing songs and invite in the love from the spirit world. There is a term called ectoplasm, which I'm sure you've heard from Ghostbusters, which is a gas-like substance that these loved ones can step into and become real again. And as far out and as Ghostbuster-like as this sounds, Dan Aykroyd, who wrote the movie Ghostbusters, had a grandfather who sat in such conditions and witnessed this phenomena. So he talks about ectoplasm in the movie. The great Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, who wrote all the Sherlock Holmes books, he actually gave up writing Sherlock Holmes when he found this form of mediumship. There are many books and people that you can study that practice this form of mediumship back in those days. But unfortunately, there's not too many people left alive that can tell you the stories of what they witnessed. Our modern day minds and our inner tour guide would be quick to tell us that in those days, they must have been fraudulent. Here's the problem with that. Most of these things happened in people's home circles where there was no money passed and there was no reason for any fraud to take place. Also, although we didn't live in those times, there were scientific people, scientists, doctors, attorneys, researchers that did all the investigation to make sure these so-called mediums weren't frauds. I myself, on probably 2 dozen occasions, have been able to sit with Scott Milligan when he does a physical medium demonstration. And although I have never seen people step into ectoplasm and become real again, I have heard them. I have felt the touch of a little child that was not in the room, but I could feel their hands. I have heard the voices of loved ones. I have heard people cry because they get to hear their loved ones speak to them again. The world of physical mediumship, although mostly long gone from the planet, there are still groups of people that sit together and miracles occur. I want to get back to evidential mediums and why I think this may be the very top reason for you to believe in the afterlife. It's not by going to an evidential medium that will convince you of the afterlife. It is actually getting some training in being an evidential medium. My first experience, just getting the basics and what I thought was my imagination, I delivered the following words to a lady: that her grandfather was standing behind her, that he was a fisherman in Denmark, that his name was Jan, he died of lung cancer, and some other information. Again, it just came as my imagination, and I verbalized it, thinking we were just practicing. And when she opened her eyes, and I opened my eyes, she said every detail was correct. Her grandfather's name was Jan, he was a fisherman in Denmark, died of lung cancer, and all the other specifics that I had right. We can live our lives, my friend, being on the court and in action or in the stands. If you go to an evidential or mental medium, you might get a good reading because there are some good ones out there, but you may not. If you take a little time and you learn to exercise your own soul and how your soul picks up information, and if you can have an experience of giving another person information that you think is your imagination, and have them tell you, yes, that is information about my loved one, it's life-changing. So the gift that I have for you is, if you are interested in getting a little taste on how your soul communicates, I want to give you a free month of our classes at the WeDon'tDie.com site. If you go to the page that says At Home Classes, we recommend anyone who's interested watch the videos from our January psychic class. We are psychic beings first, and when we learn that soul to human soul communication, the next step up from that is how to communicate with someone in the spirit world. So I'd love to give you the replay of our January class. So again, go to WeDon'tDie.com, click on the At Home Courses page. You'll see a place to click for the January Psychic class. Use coupon code SHADES, as in Shades of the Afterlife, SHADES, and that will be put in your online library for you to enjoy at your leisure. And then when you open your library, you'll also see a copy of my book there. Of course, we welcome you to come join us on any class. I had mentioned that inspired writing class. It's a replay now, but if you go to the store page at WeDon'tDie.com, you'll be able to find that and take that at your own pace to learn how to write and communicate with your loved one that way. I also highly recommend, if you have not yet heard episode 93 of this show, it gives you an opportunity to learn how to quiet your mind and to talk to your loved ones. If you look up around you right now, just imagine your loved ones are smiling right now, knowing that you know that they are very real. I hope you let that inner tour guide have this hour off and you were able to listen without too much critiquing. If you find out that little inner voice is saying negative things, just say, thank you for sharing. But right now, I'm going to remember that I am a soul having a human experience. With that, my friend, I'm Sandra Champlain. Please don't forget to go to WeDon'tDie.com. Join one of our free Sunday gatherings. Witness good mediumship in action. Know that you are loved and the afterlife is real. You've been listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
And if you like this episode of Shades of the Afterlife, wait until you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.